Blog Talk Radio.
Keeping it real with the Rileys, and of course, I'm your hostess, Rhonda Riley. We welcome you, and we can say we missed you. I have here with me today Mr. Solomon.
Hello.
Filling in for Robert, of course. And I'm just so happy to have him. I'm just so happy to have him here with us. Mr. Solomon, I'm going to let you take our prayer away. Go ahead and take prayer away, Mr. Solomon.
Ma'am, God. Lord, we thank you for giving us, and just for giving us mercy, Lord, for letting us be here for another day, Lord. Lord, we thank you for letting this be just such a beautiful day down in Mississippi, Lord. Lord, we thank you for letting us have a beautiful, for reaching out here. You know, from our home, Lord, it's up to our food on our table, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for letting us do the show and getting more souls to you, Lord.
Yeah, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it has been a wonderful, blessed weekend. And, wow, I've been in church all week, Saturday, twice on Sunday. It's been such a blessing. But on Saturday, we're talking to you about part two of true repentance. Today, we're going to talk to you about part three, the sin factor. And with the sin factor, you know, sin is sin. And because sin is sin, we gotta take it for what it is. Ain't no hiding, ain't no playing with it. It is what it is. First John 1:9. We're going to start with verse 7. But we walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we believe that someone's acting to the natural good. And fundamentally, we are spiritual beings because we have the spirit, the spirit of God. You know, we were created because God immeasurable loves. However, there are teachings out there that compare the human heart to a mirror, which is turned away from the light of the sun, which is God. It is incapable of receiving God's love.
Yes, I indubitably agree.
So, and because of that, we have to know that sin brings steps to him. And not just a natural death, we're talking about spiritual death. And I realize that Minister Solomon has to leave, but we're going to say, thank you, Minister Solomon. We thank you for doing our prayer. Be blessed since you're leaving us. I mean, as you prepare to pass tonight, have a blessed one. We're going to talk to you about what is sin. What is sin? Sin is something. We'll give you the breakdown of sin. We're going to give you a breakdown on what exactly sin is and what it does. Definition of sin. Wikipedia says that in a religious context, sin is the act of violating God's will by transgressing his commandment. Sin can also be viewed as any thought or action that endangers the ideal relationship between an individual and God, or as any diversion from the perceived ideal order of human living. To some, sin, it means that I missed the mark. And with that, when you think about that, you missed the mark. We know then that sin separates us from God. Because of sin separates us from God, we don't have to stay separate. We don't have to, because of the fact that Jesus has restored us to God through himself. Jesus came down and died for us to restore us to God. In John 8:7, Jesus said, he that is without sin, let him first cast the first stone there. And that means that you got sin, I got sin. So we shouldn't be trying to judge each other and try to bring each other down. We need to lift each other up. We need to love on one another. We need to help each other. No, not beat us down. Repent. Maybe your brother or sister is doing something that they don't even know it's a thing. Pray for them. And just know that Jesus forgave us for our sins. When Jesus said cast the first stone, he was saying that, look, all of y'all got sin. All of y'all. When y'all trying to stone this one person, all of y'all has got sin. I use the word have got. All of you have sin. So, thank God that Jesus came for us, that God Jehovah does not see us. He does not see us as the sinners that we are. He sees us in the eyes of Jesus. He sees us, he sees love. He sees us through Jesus' eyes. And because of that, he casts our sins into the lake of forgiveness. Sin brings death. And spiritual death is not good. I was dead spiritually. But thank God for his son, Jesus Christ. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that he came down and he died for me. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Good that he is good all the time. There is none like God. There is none like Jesus. There is none like the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Our triune God. He is so gracious, so merciful. He is so loving and so kind. There is none like him. None like him. He loves us so much that he sent his only begotten Son. His only begotten Son is that. He left his throne in heaven, came down into this wicked place. It wasn't wicked when God created it. Man made it wicked. But he left his throne in heaven. It came down to see about us, to die for us. You know, think about it. You live, let's say you live in a posh neighborhood. You live in a mansion. You know, and for miles and miles and miles around you, you know, cities upon cities are surrounding where you live at. It's just beautiful and gorgeous. No crime, none of that. You know, just beautiful. But then there's the ghetto. Now, you don't go to the ghetto because even though you know a lot of people in the ghetto, you don't go. One, you don't want to be beat or robbed. You know, you don't want to, you don't want to be killed. And you know, you realize that you got to go. You know, your mother, your father tell you got to go. And see about your brothers from over in the ghetto. And you know, when you get there, what's going to happen to you? You know, you should be strapped, as we would say. But you love your family enough that you want to give up your life so they don't have to be in the ghetto. That's love. Well, see, that's what Jesus did for us. I'm considering the earth as ghetto in this scenario. Heaven is that posh neighborhood. He left there. They came here. Knowing that when he got here, he was for that. There is so much love. So much. And that type of love knew that I would love you, but you knew everybody else, they might love you, but it's going to be conditional. No one but Jesus is going to give you unconditional love. There. Tapping on your door. Waiting for you to open it because he wants a fellowship with you. He wants a relationship with you. Do you want a relationship with him? Do you desire a relationship with the Master? 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us, not willing that any shall perish, but that all should come to repentance." In other words, he waiting. He don't want nobody to go to hell. So God sent Jesus into this world to save it. He didn't come to condemn it. He came that we all could have a fight. I thank God for the adoption. So if he had not adopted me into the family, where would I be? Where were you? It's not about us. It's all about the man. It's all about Jesus. Because you know when you want to go to heaven, you want to talk to God, you want to see Jesus, you want to make it to the throne, but you can't get there unless you go through Jesus. You must go through Jesus. Jesus is the only name given under the heaven. Nobody gives you that. You can go to heaven, you know, without being skinny. You can be rich, you can be poor. It don't matter. It don't even matter, boy. You gotta go through Jesus. Jesus don't care if you're fat or skinny. He don't care if you're tall or short. The only way going to heaven is through Jesus. But if you don't know him for yourself, if you don't know him, then we invite you to get to know him. We invite you. You know, it's never too late. Never. Never ever too late to go to Jesus, to call out to him. He didn't separate us from God. Put away the sin. And be positive. And put away the sin that you may enter into the kingdom. Hell is green and hot. And without repentance, that's where you're going to end up. I got to keep this real. See, God holds me accountable when I don't give you what he gave me. But if you want a relationship with Jesus, if you want to know him, if you want more of him, if you desire to, if you just desire to repent, to make a change, start afresh, then we invite you. Say this prayer with us. Father,
repent right now of all my sins. I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Savior. I believe that he rose again on the third day and is seated in heaven. I accept him now as my Lord and my Savior of my life. Lord, thank you. Amen. And I say, welcome to the family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We love you. God loves you. And there's absolutely nothing that you can do about it. Nothing at all. But fresh your way. Fresh your way. Because when you fresh your way, when you fresh your way with prayer, and when you fresh your way and you give it over to Jesus, when you give it over to God, refresh your life. Refresh your way. And let go. And let God promise you this. I can promise you that God shows up. He shows up and he does some things for you. You know, he's not a man that he should love. He is who he is. He is God Almighty. He is the Redeemer, the Savior, the Everlasting, God Jehovah. And he is my provider. Who is he to you? What is he to you? Tell me. Oh, sometimes we think that it's too late. Never too late to call on Jesus. See, Jesus said, you leave the 99 and go find one. You're going to get that one. Because that one is just as important as the 99. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a righteous God from everlasting to everlasting. What a God. What a God we serve. Let's walk in the light. Let your light so shine. No. Nowadays, a lot of people, there are people that I realize don't believe in God. Some don't believe in Jesus. They believe in God, but not Jesus. Don't believe in Buddha. It don't matter. What you believe in? Stop learning. I think that's sort of kind of there a little bit. Not exactly the way I want to say it. When I say it don't matter what you believe in, what I mean is that put your faith in something. And keep searching. Let your heart lead you to all truth. sometimes when you're praying, it's the step. It's going to come.
But the most important thing is to have a belief system. You gotta have some type of belief system. Be it right or wrong, it's a fact. When you believe, when you put your faith and you put it out there, I pray that you put your faith in God's job. Those that believe in other God is not here for me to judge you, because that's your burden to bear. We're just here to tell you that you gotta check about, gotta try to listen. Until next time, be blessed. Oh, yes. Be blessed. Be blessed. Jesus. Jesus. Amen. Thank you.